The glass ceiling in the corporate world is not broken, but it is starting to crack. Women are getting onto corporate boards at greater speed and in greater numbers. Research by LinkedIn, a professional networking site, shows that across 5 countries, America, Germany, India, Italy, and Norway, women it lists as directors reach the position faster than their male counterparts did. In America, for example, women got there 9.8 years after leaving university and men after 10.9 years. This suggests that younger women are making good progress in the boardroom. Overall, however, females are still lagging behind the males. The proportion of people in leadership roles, director level and above, that is female in the 5 countries varies from 17% in India to 35% in America. Britain has seen a clear advance. A campaign there called the 30% Club has managed to increase the share of female directors of FTSE 100 companies from 12.5% in 2010 to 30.6%. But as the world marks International Women's Day on March 8th, it is clear that the glass ceiling has not shattered. Some firms may be paying only lip service to the idea of female leadership. A paper in the Academy of Management Journal highlights the phenomenon of tokenism, a statistical bunching of American companies with exactly 2 female directors. The authors suggest this is directly related to the average number of female directors on S&P 1500 boards in the period studied, 2004 to 2013, which was 1.92. By opting for 2 women, businesses could claim they had above-average female representation. In any case, a rise in the number of female directors is a narrow measure of female economic success. Having women at the top of organisations may inspire others to emulate them, and board members may be able to push through more female-friendly policies lower down in their organisations. But the vast majority of women would never expect to become directors. What they value is an opportunity to get a well-paid job and to be free from discrimination while doing it.